Should you be exerting yourself like that? Sergeant Major Reverend Pelletier, Persia's Union Marine Corps, asked his wife, Gunnery Sergeant Tomiko Pelletier. Tomiko scowled as she grabbed the handles of the next rations case and slung it onto the mule. I'm pregnant, not an invalid, she said under her breath, but loud enough for Rev with his augmented hearing to pick up. Both of them quickly looked around, but no one seemed to be paying any attention to them. They'd agreed to keep the news of her pregnancy quiet until after they left Bear Rock Station and were underway. It had been a fight to get Tomiko on the exile/mission, and they were afraid of making any waves that could get her booted. They hadn't told anyone, not even Kelly or any of their other close friends. But standing there in her skivvy shirt, sweat making it cling, he thought he could see the telltale baby bump. Or baby's bump, as the case may be. Pikachu, her AI battle buddy, told Tomiko she was carrying twins, and as one of the smallest people on the mission, it was going to be hard to hide it for much longer. Hopefully, in 22 days, it would be too late. The Exile Fleet, as the task force was being called, would be on its way to the unknown, and they weren't going to turn back just because she was expecting. He hoped. You're not used to your Rycroft yet, he said, scrambling for an excuse that might not get his wife angry. Nice try, Rev, she said as she held up her shiny prosthetic arm. I'm doing just fine with it. I didn't think that would work. Just take it easy, okay? He implored. Everyone's doing the grunt work, Rev, Gunnies included. In case you forgot, we're going to be out of pocket for a long time, so if we don't get it aboard now, we're going to be doing without. Besides, the Major's already giving me the company gunny duties, and that means making sure we've got everything we need. Rev had to fight not to look guilty. She'd been upset not to be given a platoon sergeant billet. What she didn't know was that had been his suggestion, not that he ever wanted Tomiko to find out. She was an Ibhu, but that didn't mean she was combat effective with her weapon. It had taken almost a year before Rev had been cleared for combat after he'd received the first one. The bottom line was that Tomiko would be a liability if they got into the shit somewhere. Better she be given a semi-staff job until she could be brought up to speed with her Ibhu and gain the needed proficiency to use it effectively. She bent over to grab the next rations case, and Rev darted forward to take the other side. Each case massed 94 kilos, and with Tomiko's augments, she was more than strong enough to lift it. Rev half expected her to tell him to scram, but she probably figured it was a lost cause and relented. Three more cases and the mule was full. Mule 649, take the load to the PUNS Galaxy Explorer, Space G42 Blue, she said in a clear voice. Understood, the mule said as it lifted 20 centimeters off the ground and joined the column of other transporters taking loads into the ex-PUNS Siri, a decommissioned Navy supply ship, now recommissioned as the Galaxy Explorer and assigned to the task force. Tomiko watched it for a moment. The mules were extremely old commercial transporters, nothing like the more modern units they had back on Safe Harbor. And while their tiny AIs were supposed to understand different accents and several languages, these seemed to be having problems with understanding some of the Marines. Satisfied that it wasn't about to deep space the load, she turned to call up the next one, only to see the queue empty. We need more mules if we're going to load out, Sergeant Major, she said, which, by using his rank, was letting Rev know she had her platoon sergeant hat on and was no longer his wife. That's all there is. Bear Rock wasn't designed to load out a task force. Just wait and these will return soon enough. Soon enough was yesterday. We're running short of time. I'll see what I can do. But we were sent here to assemble because it's out of the way and out of sight. We're not here because this is a big logistical hub. And it's easy to control access. There was significant media interest in the task force, but the powers that be had placed heavy restrictions on access. There were only 12 certified pool reporters, and much of the station had been placed off limits to them. Any word on the Nostrum? She asked as she wiped the sweat from her brow with her organic forearm. On order, Rev said.